time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome in. Good afternoon, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. This is Kabali and Mac. Follow us on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Kabali and Mac. And of course, if you're one of the first 2,500 subscribers on YouTube, up around 2,000 now, you'll be qualified to win autographed Paul Skeens baseball. You follow on Instagram, you're one of the first 500 there. You might win that $100 Yoli's gift certificate. You don't know how much I needed that, Kaboom, right before the show started. I don't know how much people, for those of you joining us live on YouTube or social media, got to hear. But right as we were going live, we got a massive burp from Kabali. Sounded like you just drank a 2 liter of ginger ale. And then you said, my stomach's bothering me. And bang, the intro music hit.
I got to clean the pathways. By the way, before we start this, I got something to do.
What? Oh, that's right. We got to switch hats. We had promised that you would wear the TJ Watt hat until the extension is done, or the TJ hat, sorry.
I would not wear the TJ hat.
Yeah, I would not wear the TJ hat until the deal was done. So there we go. It's done. TJ Watt has been extended. We pull off the hat switch. There it is. For those of you that have asked, because plenty have, Thomas Jefferson High School. That's what that's for. No, Tim Vickers, the baseball coach, got us a couple lids, and they look good. They look better on Kabali, I'll be honest.
You know what? Joey Molinaro's dad asked me about the hat on, what day was that, Monday?
What, at the Cam softball game?
Yeah, because I don't know, a relative, a nephew, or cousin, his name was TJ. I'm like, nah. I'm like, it's a high school.
And it's where we both live, West Jefferson Hills. Jefferson Hills is part of that school district. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson High School. My daughter goes there. My son will be there in a couple years. Your kids will be there soon enough. And so there it is. The hat switch has been completed. You got your Impact HVAC hat on. I got my TJ hat on. The deal is done. Thanks to the Dan Heck team, as always, for supporting us here at Kabali and Mac, making it possible for us to do this thing as often as we do. You need to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They are the people for you. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, the whole team. Corey, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia. Whether you're looking to upgrade to a bigger Haas or, I don't know, maybe kids are moving out, you're a little older, you want to downsize, whatever it may be, they will help you out. Go to heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com, the key to your next door. All right, it's done. Welcome into episode 77, July 18th, 2025, a little less than 24 hours ago. We got the news that TJ Watt and the Steelers reached agreement on a three-year, $123 million extension that will get tacked on to his one existing year on his contract. $108 million of those dollars are fully guaranteed at signing. You average those 3 years out, not coincidentally, it's $41 million, $1 million more than Myles Garrett's recent extension with the Cleveland Browns. It makes TJ the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. It got done, Kaboom. Almost, what, 5-6 days before camp opens up, almost a full week. It's done. TJ is extended. He will be here until he is 35 at the very least, or at least this contract allows him to be. And just like we said the whole time, he wasn't going to get traded. And eventually the deal was going to get done, even if it went down to the wire. Got to feel good, though, I think, both the Steelers and TJ, that it gets done and he'll be a full participant in camp, as much as a veteran linebacker can be a full participant in camp.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised how quickly it came together, because a week ago, actually today, there wasn't much movement, man. There wasn't much movement at all. They were pretty far away. There was years. There was number of guaranteed money. There was overall salary. There was they still felt that they were going to get the job done, but they I'm just trying to think how to put this. Even the wisest person in that Steelers organization couldn't have thought it was going to be this quick. I mean, within the 7 days, you turn it around. And like we said before, TJ was important. It was important for TJ to get one thing done. He wanted guaranteed money. And I don't know about the $41 million. I mean, you can slice and dice that anywhere you want. It's $41 million in new money.
Yeah.
They do officially tear up the contract for a number of reasons. If not, their cap number would be astronomical this year if he had to go on to the – what was the cap hit this year?
23.3.
So then you'd have to take the rest of that guarantee then prorate it over those years, and he would probably be up above the 50s in guarantee or cap hit number. So that's why they didn't do that. But it was a little bit of a surprise it happened this quickly, and I think the Steelers were their main sticking point. What I believe in was the years. They didn't want to give him 4 or 5 years, and TJ's sticking point was a lot of the guaranteed money. So. I mean, we still have to see how it's broken down, too.
Yeah, but in essence, this ends up –
I don't think it's fully guaranteed. You can obviously – there might be a roster bonus in that final year that you can get out of. I mean, that really means a lot, too, of how it's broken down.
But in essence, it is, if you want to count this year, a four-year deal, right? Like, I mean, 4 years, and like you said, when you roll this year's money –
it's always going to be this year, right?
Right. This year was always going to be – yes. A part of the deal. So when you do the math that way, you end up at like 4 years and $146 million, which is like 36 and a half a year or something like that. Either way, however you want to cut it, it got done. And at a point where, like you said, a week ago, it probably felt as tenuous as it has. Mm-hmm. Like the thread had frayed as much as it could, I think, without people wondering if it was going to get done at all, if he was going to hold out. I know you said he wasn't, and that was a firm belief by a lot of people, including myself. He wasn't going to hold out, maybe show up and hold in, whatever it would have been. It's good to know that he'll be there from the very start, and all of this is done. And as you've said repeatedly, and I think it's a really important point, they don't have to pony up another big fat contract like this to anybody for a while.
But yet we sit here and hear half of the Steeler Nation moan, bitch, and complain about this. First of all, you weren't going to get market value at all for TJ Watt. And second of all, if you did want to use that $36 million, $40 million, what were you going to get? Were you going to get extra draft picks so you can potentially take Roman Wilson or, you know, Keanu Benton? I mean, there's no guarantees right there. I mean, this is the only city in the world that is upset that they're keeping your freaking best player under contract for the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game. That gets me a little hot. He never won a playoff game.
Well, that's really immediately the first thing I saw. And I tried to explain this.
It's crazy to me.
I know.
I mean, there's 22 people. There's 15 coaches. There's probably 40 guys that play in the game. They were down in that game against Cleveland. They lost, and it had nothing to do with the defense at all. They were down like 7-0 in the first 2 minutes of the game. But that's TJ Watt's fault. It's just weird that the hill that people die on who don't want him here. And I don't know why they don't want him here. In some way I inform, that's like saying, I know it's apples and oranges or whatnot. Steelers, Pirates should not sign Paul Skeens because he's never won a playoff game. That's asinine. It's your best player. You keep him.
So immediately, and for those not in the know, I filled in on the BetMGM network all this week. That's why we're doing it at like 12:15, 12:30 instead of typically when we do it at like 10:30. I tried to explain it to a national audience what the vibe was in Pittsburgh toward the TJ Watt contract extension. And immediately the first two tweets I saw, Intrepid 93.7, the Fan producer, Baldwin alum, B-win-win, Austin Bechtel tweeted out yesterday, the Steelers record with TJ Watt, 79-40-2, the record without Watt, 1-10. And then the first quote tweet I see from our buddy Double M, who's always effusively positive about the Steelers. Steelers record in the playoffs with Watt, 0-4. And this is what it all comes down to now for me, Kaboom. And before we get into it, I got to thank our friends at Southwest Greens as well. You want your yard to be the best looking yard in the neighborhood, least amount of maintenance. Get a beautiful artificial surface from Southwest Greens. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. You ain't got to water it. You don't have to fertilize it. You don't have to mow it. You don't have to trim it. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You just got to enjoy your lawn. Whether you want to do the full yard, you want to do a corner area around the play set for the kids, a little area for the pets, an area around the pool, whatever it is, they'll come out and take care of you. You'll have the best looking yard in the neighborhood, like I said, with the least amount of maintenance. Go to southwestgreenspa.com.
Did I tell you about our friend from Plum that got his golf green installed?
Yeah.
Golf green installed out there a couple days, boom, and now he's putting. He could be putting in the middle of February now.
If he playing to. Golf whenever he wants right there in his backyard. It's beautiful.
I mean, he got it right out there and boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden, he got a nice little putting surface. Not even a putting surface. It's pretty big.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could get that for your backyard. I could get it for mine. I don't know. Southwest Greens. They're the people to take care of it. So I mentioned like the atmosphere around the extension of Watt, not just for the last month, but now in the last 24 hours.
People just want to be miserable. People call me miserable. No, these people that are complaining about TJ Watt are miserable. It's not your money. So why do you care? I mean, you're just coming up with random excuses of why you shouldn't be paying him the money. Well, now he got to win a playoff. Just stop. I mean,
there is a question, though, and this is forget worrying about spending other people's money and all that stuff. I agree. The Rooney's got plenty to go around. They'll be able to pay TJ. It'll be all right. They'll be able to pay everybody else. The cap goes up by so much every year in the NFL. It's not going to be a concern going forward. It's not. I'm sorry. But the expectations, right? TJ Watt is 30 years old, and the team with him on it, I get what you're saying, 22 guys, more than that. The team with TJ Watt on it has not won a playoff game, and they went all in. We've said that repeatedly over the last month. They've gone all in. Rodgers, Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay. They've gone all in on this year. So the expectations are real simple. They're real cut and dry. If they don't win a playoff game this year, first of all, if they do win a playoff game, it'll probably feel like a freaking Super Bowl around here. But if they don't win a playoff game this year, people are going to continue to harp on it, as well they should. Like, a franchise like the Steelers shouldn't go a decade between playoff wins.
Yeah, especially now. I mean,
that's the bare minimum for people to feel any level of success this year.
I don't care. They brought in the veterans, they brought in the money, they brought in. It's no going back on this one. If they don't make the playoffs or at least win or at least be highly, highly competitive, I mean, I don't see why anybody who can really say make an excuse for him. I mean, but you could be on the flip side of this all and be the Pittsburgh Pirates and just don't give a crap. So I'm fine with it. But, you know, when you put it all out there like they've done it with Metcalf, Ramsey, Smith, trades, Rodgers, you're opening yourself up for criticism if it fails.
Oh, yeah. If they don't get to the playoffs, okay, first of all, there will be people ready with pitchforks and torches outside of 3400 South Water Street. Like that's bare minimum. If they do get back to the playoffs, but they lose in the first round again, in the wild card round. I don't care if it's at Kansas City, if it's at Buffalo, if it's at Baltimore. Those are three excellent football teams. If they go in as a wild card and lose in the first round, people are still going to be disappointed. Yep. Hell, even if they play like the Texans or the Jaguars in a wild card game and win, people are still going to want more. Again, I get it. If you're going to use the standard as the standard on the walls all over the facility, you better understand that the standard in this town is greater than just getting to the playoffs. But I don't know how realistic it is to go any farther than that, TJ Watt or not. Now, I understand you're not doing anything without Watt. Like, you just, he's your best player. You don't get rid of your best player.
Nope.
But the expectations, even before the Watt extension was announced, for this year in particular, just win me a freaking playoff game. And then from there, like, we've got to get to a point over the next 4 years of TJ's contract when, again, you're not going to be paying a quarterback at all.
That's the key.
Where you've got to do more than just win a playoff game. Like, there's got to be this ascendancy now that you've decided you're all in. You're paying Metcalf. You're paying Ramsey. You're paying Watt. You've got to do more over the next 4 years. There's got to be trips to the AFC Championship game. There's got to be a trip to the Super Bowl at some point. That's going to be difficult to do without a quarterback etched in stone once Rodgers is gone after this
year. Yeah, and I think you pretty much nailed it on the head why they haven't won the playoff game in 8 years and why TJ Watt's 0-4. It pretty much coincides with their quarterback issues over the past 5 or 6 years there. Now, if you're going to come to me and say, you know, X quarterback hasn't won a playoff game, why are we paying him money? Maybe I'm here to listen to you because he means so much to the team. I mean, the way I look at it is you're not paying your quarterback. This is a perfect, I mean, teams would kill for this. Don't we always talk about this? You got that 4 years. If you get a rookie quarterback, you got that time to spend money elsewhere to make your team more viable because you're not paying your quarterback. That's what the Steelers are doing. Not only are they not paying their quarterback, 80% of their offensive weapons are in their rookie deals, so they don't have to pay them either. So if you see the big skew in defensive salaries compared to offensive salaries, because that defensive salaries have been around their second contract, some of them their third contracts, they're going to be paid more. Who's on offense this past their rookie deal of being drafted? I mean, okay, Rodgers, those don't count.
Right.
I'm just talking about who are we looking at here? Freiermuth? You're paying Metcalf money.
Yeah.
So you have money to spend. What are you going to do with it? You're just going to go, hey, let's give overpay on somebody who might be a third wide receiver. You pay TJ Watt because he's the best player in the league. I just wonder, you know, if Myles Garrett, when he signed, was Cleveland like saying, man, I can't believe they gave him $40 million. I mean, Cleveland's a pretty miserable town, so maybe they did. But I know it might be exclusive to Pittsburgh that you're upset that your best player is getting paid best player money. Strange to me.
I totally agree in regards to TJ. Like, I wanted TJ to get paid and I wanted TJ to stick around because they're a much better team with TJ Watt on it. But I do, all this is just anytime there's anything going on, whether it's getting blown out by Baltimore and steamrolled on the ground, whether it's looking for a quarterback, whether it's trading Pickens and bringing in Metcalf, whatever it may be, anything that happens, the disappointment of the last 8 years and not winning a playoff game, going 9-8 again, whatever it may be, anything that does not live up to the standard, people are going to use it as a reason to bitch and complain. And I understand that. Like, everything gets fixed if they just win a damn playoff game. And that sounds like, again, a low bar to clear for a franchise that has 6 Super Bowl rings and 9 trips to the game, but that's it. Win a playoff game, and I think you don't completely reset all the bad feelings, but at the very least, you you get rid of some of that suffering, for lack of a better way to put it, of the last 8 years. I know it's not Jacksonville.
You really believe this?
I really believe
it. People will still complain. Well, like well, you some said, people they will. Only beat Texans, and it was only by 4 points. You're not going to make them happy.
There will always be people that will be unhappy. But I think the bulk of the fan base, if they were to go to the playoffs and win a wild card game, even if, like I said, it was against Houston or Jacksonville, I think the bulk of the people would go, okay, yeah, okay, we won a playoff game. Now, next step. The problem is, as we pointed out, next step is going to happen without a proven quarterback. Like, it's going to be a stopgap year of Mason Rudolph or Will Howard getting thrown to the Wolves or whoever your quarterback draft pick is next year. And so, again, I understand going all in on this year, and I don't have a problem with it at all. But like you said, it's better than watching a team that has one player and is on the clock as far as when he's going to finally be traded, right? The Pirates and Skeens and all that. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes being a perennial loser. But also, when you get to a certain point, and you win and you win and you win, but you don't break through and win when it matters, people are going to be frustrated. And so it's the way it's going to go. Unless they win a Super Bowl this year or go to the Super Bowl, there will still be people bitching and moaning and complaining. And going forward into 2026, like we said, Watt's not going anywhere. DK's not going anywhere. Ramsey isn't going anywhere. That's all well and good. But you're still not going to have your quarterback issue answered then.
Yeah. I want to get back on my TJ soapbox here.
Okay.
Playoff wins here. He's 0-4, right? So, you know what Cam Hayward's playoff record is?
Like, probably like 2-7, 2-8.
1-8. 1-8. The only win he's had was that one that they probably should have lost in Cincinnati. The crazy ass game, but nobody says, why are you paying Cam Hayward? He's only won one playoff game. I mean, what the hell's the difference? I mean, so if you get one playoff win, all of a sudden these last 8 years disappear? No, just because TJ Watt wins one playoff game, say they go to Buffalo and win that game a couple years ago, if it wasn't 7 feet of snow, all of a sudden TJ Watt's worth the $40 million. It's just absolutely crazy to me to think that people are complaining about TJ Watt getting money. If you say he's lost a step, he's 30, what, almost 31. He's gonna play until he's at least 34. Enjoy the good things, people. Enjoy the good things. And TJ's a good thing.
Well, hold on. There's two things here. First of all, it's impossible to argue that he didn't have any big games down the stretch last year. He didn't. He didn't have any big games down the stretch. So
yeah, I think he was banged up, but
maybe. Yeah. But that is evidence for those that point out that, hey, maybe TJ is getting a little long in the tooth. I'll listen to it. I might not necessarily agree with it, but I'll listen to it. I mean, he had what, 2 tackles for a loss in the final 5 games of the season.
Yeah, but is that partly because of injury and partly because of their scheme absolutely suck protecting him? And when I mean protecting him, knowing where he was at all times, making him easier to take out of games.
Oh, teams definitely schemed. And look, you were going against some better coaching staffs down the stretch too. Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City, and then Baltimore again.
Didn't he single-handedly beat the Falcons?
Yes.
Then I think that might have been the worst thing that ever happened. That Arthur Smith and come out and called him Superman, whatever the hell he called him. Then everybody's like, oh, maybe we should pay attention more. Because look at this guy wrecking games here. So he has that ability to win games for you.
He does.
If you want to have that playoff win that you're searching for, Mac, you need TJ Watt. And I don't know. I don't think he handled this poorly.
No,
he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
What did he say? A peace sign.
Well, and look,
I mean, whatever. Big deal.
he could have sat around like I was theorizing most of the summer and waited for Parsons to sign and waited for maybe Hendrickson to get something done and then cashed in on an even bigger market. But he didn't. He got it done before training camp. So yeah, here's the thing. TJ always seems to get it done just when it needs to get done. And credit to him and maybe the Steelers and Omar Khan for that too. But like, I don't blame him for this at all. Especially after the Garrett deal, he wanted to get paid what he felt he's worth. We sit here and crow in this town all the time, Steelers fans do, about how he's better than Garrett. And I agree, he is. But then for some reason, we don't want to pay him more than Garrett because, well, the Browns did that. Why would we do that? It's the Browns. Well, it doesn't matter who did it. Somebody gave him $40 million a year, and your guy wants 41 now. So you're going to give it to him. Again, you're better with him, not without him. So you get it done. I don't blame TJ at all for handling this the way he did. And he got it done again before two of those other contracts are going to get signed, those extensions, assuming it gets done in Cincy with Hendrickson and definitely in Dallas with Parsons. He could have, if he wanted to, been a real prick about it and been vocal on social media. He could have, you know, he could have said all kinds of things and then sat around and waited for two other deals to get done and walked in the day before the game week one.
You know, and you hear people opine that he had a down year last year. I wish I had a down year at 11 and a half sacks. 11 and a half sacks isn't quite chump change. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at, I mean, I might be top 15, top 10, top 10 as in different players, but I mean, James Harrison had a what? MVP caliber season in 08. He had 16. I mean, let's not overhype that he had a terrible year, even though down the stretch he did not put up much stats. He still had 11 and a half sacks.
Yeah.
This is a guy that's had double-digit sacks in every year except the one he got hurt in. And he probably shouldn't even have come back from the pec tour there. So, your team is better with TJ. Your team is worse without him. So, I mean, if you break it down to that, as simple as that, it's a no-brainer. And to get it done, does he get any props for having it done before training camp?
Yeah, I just gave him to him.
I should get a lot of props in now. Like, he could have waited. He could have said, screw this. I'm not going out there. I'm just going to, you know, stay back and do my hold in.
No, I think in the end, he's a dude who wants to be on the field. Like, even a training camp, he wants to be out there and he wants to work. So I definitely give him credit for that. I don't blame him at all. You know,
do you think it's the amount of money, the $40 million, that rubs people the wrong way?
No, I really don't. I think for a lot of people, it's just the lack of team results. It's like I said, as long as the team's not winning in the playoffs, the guys who are the faces of the team, like you mentioned, the magnetic calendar that has TJ front and center, right? Like anybody else, TJ, Cam, this year it'll be Rodgers, whoever. Like, everybody gets blamed. Tomlin is always at the top of the list. Everybody gets blamed when you don't fulfill the expectations. And the expectations of the fan base are, could you win a damn playoff game? Please. That's all we're at. I don't care if you're 9-8. I don't care what how many regular season winning, non-losing seasons you have in a row. I don't care what the stats are. I'll go all the way back to, you know, the killer bees. I don't care how many yards and touchdowns Ben threw for or what, how many catches AB had. Win me a damn playoff game. And that's what it all comes back to. And so if you're one of the guys getting $40 million a year, and the same thing will happen to DK Metcalf when he has a 3-catch, 45-yard game. Or the same thing will happen to Jalen Ramsey when he gets burned by Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase at some point this year if it happens. People will blame the people that make the most money because they're the ones that are front and center. That's the way it's going to go until they win a playoff game. And even then, like you said, people still probably be mad in some instances.
When did they draft Watt again? Was that 17 or 18?
I want to say it was 17. Yeah, 2017.
So since TJ Watt has become a Pittsburgh Steeler, they have won 13, 12, 10, and 10 games. And the other ones were 9, 9, 9, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty doggone good run for a guy that's, you know.
It's a great regular season record that they've put together.
Plus, demolishes the Browns every time, every opportunity he gets. Yeah, I think he has a career high, 18 sacks against the Browns over his career, something crazy like that. So that alone should give him a couple more million bucks.
It's like I said, man. And
it's 3 years, too. It's not like it's freaking 8 years.
The entire 18-week, 17-game regular season is just a very long prologue to get me to the second weekend of January and win a game then. And then we'll have a talk. Like that's what this is. And if for some reason they don't make the playoffs, like I said, that throws everything out the window and you've got a million different reasons to complain probably. But that's what this is. That's what the next 5.5 months are. It's just get me to a wild card win or better. That's all I'm asking for.
I mean,
I hate to make it that simple, but that's what it is. And that's why everybody gets mad at anybody, including TJ Watt.
I mean, it's not like it's going to be easy. I mean, you got Baltimore, Kansas City. I'm still skeptical on Denver and the Chargers. Somebody has to win it in the East, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing New England.
What?
Who's going to win it in the East?
Buffalo.
You're right. What am I talking about?
Let me go off on this.
You just got Buffalo on your mind. That's why.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, Buffalo. I mean, what I'm saying is, if you're looking at them right now, they're probably right on that border of making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. If you're looking at power ranking, so to speak, right?
Yeah, they're in there with a group of 5 or 6 teams that will probably get the final 4 spots in the playoffs. That's the way it is. Like, you look at Houston, who, you know, by default is looked at as the best team in their division. Jacksonville, who should be better. Okay, one of them is going to win the South and get in. And then you've got the Bengals, the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Steelers for those final 3 spots.
Nice Broncos.
One will be the odd man. Their defense is going to be really good this year. It is. But
Chargers.
Tell me more about how the Patriots are going to win the AFC East, please.
They might.
No, they...
They might. I wouldn't...
This Vrabel thing is so wildly overrated.
Drake May.
Okay, name one other person on their roster.
Bob
besides Ramondre Stevenson.
Bob Splane.
Yeah. They have no receivers. They have...
They still got Kendrick Bourne.
I don't know. They just... Their big offseason move was Stephon Diggs. What are we doing? Like, they are... They're going to be... They could improve by 4 wins over last year and still be a losing team.
Buffalo might not even have a running back this year. Cook's going to hold out.
He'll come in eventually. And they have the league MVP at quarterback who might be the league MVP.
Speaking of wide receivers, who do they have?
They're fine. They have Josh Allen. That's all they need. They have Josh Allen. That's all they need.
You know, I don't know. What I'm saying is it's not going to be easy, even if they do have an improved roster. They did win 10 games last year, right? 10 games, you would think that this roster, I don't think there's any debate that this roster is better than last year's. I don't think you can.
No, no debate at all.
Maybe one position.
Safety.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a legitimate argument because as underwhelming as Minkah was the last 2 years, he's still a damn sight better than Juan Thornhill. You see Kabali wearing the hat. Thanks to Impact HVAC for supporting the show as well. Check them out on Facebook, Impact HVAC PGH, or just give them a call, 412-297-1852. No, you're not allowed to wear it anymore. The deal is signed. No, got to keep that one on. especially this time of year, it's hot, it's humid. Maybe the AC isn't working as well as it should. They'll come out and take a look at it for you, tell you what needs to be fixed, if anything, if the system needs to be replaced. They do it all come wintertime when it's freezing cold out. They'll take a look at the furnace. They replaced ours this past winter, did a great job. Impact HVAC, PGH on Facebook or 412-297-1852. Are they going to win a playoff game this year, Kaboom?
I mean, it's impossible to say right now.
Okay.
They haven't had practice yet.
I think, given the way things look right now, if I'll say it again, if you put them in a wild card game on the road at Baltimore, Kansas City, or Buffalo, they lose again. And then we're all still mad because they still haven't won a wild card game. And that's fair. You put them in a wild card game against the AFC South champ, whoever it may be, the Texans or the Jags. They win that game. Colts aren't going to be any good this year. They got a quarterback battle between Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson right now. I mean, what are we doing there? So there's an outside chance they could win a playoff game. I don't think anybody catches Baltimore for the division. Look what they've done.
They had a 3-game lead on them last year with 3 games left. Your 4 games left.
Yeah, because Baltimore forgot how to play defense the first 7 weeks of the season.
Who says that won't happen this year?
And then they put Kyle Hamilton where he was supposed to be, and he absolutely destroyed everybody. And that was that. And then they go out and draft this Malachi Starks kid, and they get Jair Alexander, and they've already got Roquan Smith. Like, I don't want to mess with Baltimore's defense. Where are you going to go down the middle of the field against them? You're not. Especially with a team with 13 tight ends, you're not going anywhere down the middle. So, look, I don't think they're on the same level as Baltimore, Buffalo, or Kansas City. But if all goes well, they could be the fourth best team in the AFC. Okay. Win yourself 10, maybe even squeeze out an 11th game. Might not win you the division if the Ravens are that good.
Well, fourth best team makes them a fifth best team.
Makes them the number one wild card, which gets you a trip to the AFC South champ. That's a winnable game. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you can get fooled. I mean, I got fooled by the Kenny Pickett situation a couple years ago. Oof. So, I mean, this is even pre-Kenny Pickett talk here that, I mean, we're just going off of stuff we see off of paper, you know. It looks good, but looks don't really, sometimes, you know, you turn on the lights and you're like,
ugh. Right? Did that happen to you back in the day?
Well, maybe. She turned on. Never mind.
No. I do think it's entertaining that we have a Browns fan. It looks like his name's Aaron, I think.
Really? I thought it was Long Duck Dong.
No, Long Wong Dong is a Steelers fan. And he and Aaron on YouTube are arguing in the comments right now about the Steelers and Browns. Do you find it weird at all? I saw you retweeted out a clip yesterday from the fan in Cleveland where they were like, making fun of TJ Watt for getting paid more than Miles Garrett for some reason.
Like, yeah, why don't you go cry to the poor TJ? I'm like, wait a second here. Who's the one that said he wanted traded to mess with people just to get his money, just to come back and say, oh, I love Cleveland.
No, I want to go win championships somewhere.
That sounds like a baby move to me, but the whole thing was just strange. I don't remember TJ Watt ever saying once about another defensive pass rusher, you know, not giving him any credit. When did he ever do that? He doesn't like Miles Garrett, and rightfully so. And that's fine. But I don't remember him ever saying anything negative about anybody else, ever.
It's a bit of a hang-up in Cleveland on TJ. There is.
I mean, literally, you're complaining about this guy being a little baby, TJ Watt, who needs more money than Miles Garrett. And this is the guy that put out a huge statement saying, always wanted to just win, so I'm going to go try to win. I request a trade, but $40 million? Nah, I'm coming back.
Literally like 3 days later, too. It wasn't even that long.
Already?
Miles. The expectations have been raised somehow because of the offseason, and the extension of TJ Watt will only continue to make him a target for disgruntled fans. But if the Steelers do win 10 games this year and maybe win a playoff game as well, we're all going to look back on this and go, yeah, I guess that was pretty smart. And we're all going to look back on Rodgers and go, oh, okay, I guess that worked. And trading away George Pickens and go, oh, okay, yeah, that worked. All the stuff, trading.
Imagine they still had George Pickens. I don't know if that would be counterproductive of what he does. Is it worth, you know, addition by subtraction? But imagine him in that lineup right now with a straight head, you know.
Well, but that tells you all you need to know about how much of a distraction Pickens must have been, because in a year where they have decided they are all in, they decided to trade him for a third round pick.
Yep. And yeah, you weren't going to get much more from anybody else on TJ Watt, I don't think either. Maybe more than the third, but you were right in that area of second round pick. That's another thing. I mean, you're pretty much hamstring. You don't want to go into the season being a lame duck contract if you're TJ Watt and giving him the opportunity to hit free agency next year or even franchise him. You don't want to do that. And what are you going to do with, you know, the money that you're paying him? I mean, it's nice and dandy to say, oh, go acquire so-and-so. I mean, who are you going to acquire right now? So
they do, unrelated to that, they do need to find themselves another safety, and I'd like to see another wide receiver. And
I think the undoing of this team might be something that nobody's talking about.
The undoing?
Well, where at the end of the year, you're like, oh, this is why they freaking didn't win a playoff game or didn't get into the playoffs.
What is it?
That defensive line, man, is just not. There's nothing that's jumping out there that says to me that they're going to be a sure bet. Benton, who's just flatline, who has potential. You got Harmon, who looks like he's going to be good, but he's a rookie. And you got Cam, who's playing Hall of Fame caliber ball, but he's the only one you got, and he's 36. Other than that, I mean, we talked about it the other day. I think that is huge. And I don't think Omar is done yet. Maybe defensive line, they're done.
They have 37 defensive linemen on the roster. I think they're done there.
I mean, I think they're done. I think they will acquire safety at some point. But that defensive line just
– I mean, according
it makes me a little iffy, especially, you know, when you're playing against Derrick Henry. And I don't even know. I would say the Cleveland Browns running back right now, but I'm not quite sure who it is. The one's in jail, and the other one they got rid of, right?
Well, they got Dylan Sampson, the kid from Tennessee. But
let's say you got Kenny Pickett.
Oh, well, in that case, everything's fine. They do have a ton of cap space now. The updated cap number on SpotTrack, because they didn't have to outlay too much on this year's deal to TJ, they have room to go get a wide receiver and or a safety.
Plus, you know, plus the number that Jalen Ramsey's getting cap hit is like minimal this year. Minimal.
Right. So,
I mean, you're talking about putting all this money into the defense. Actually, it's probably less than last year, because you dump Minka Fitzpatrick's 20 whatever million, and you added Ramsey. And Watt's number should go down, or darn close to going down.
Montrevious Adams is still out there.
Well, they still got Logan Lee, Loudermilk. They got a lot of role players on defense.
Yeah, but you're right. They need somebody. My hope is Harmon very quickly comes around to be that guy who plays off of Cam. And
but how many defensive linemen do you ever see do that?
I mean, you draft a guy in the first round, he should be able to do that.
He's not playing 80% of the snaps. If you're getting 50% out of Derek Harmon this year, you probably should be happy.
Okay. Well, see, I disagree. I think he's got to play more than that right from the jump. Like, who's your third starting D lineman then?
I can't even say it.
Exactly.
The guy from New England. Maybe
the guy from New England. They should just put that on his nameplate.
Dean Lowry, Logan Lee, Isaiah Loudermilk. I'm missing about six other ones.
No, Harmon can't sit around for more than a couple of weeks playing 50% of the snaps or less. He's got to be in there and he's got to be playing. And he's got to produce. Like, I hate to put too much pressure on a first-round draft pick right out of the gate, but, I mean, get in there, make some plays, get in the backfield, cause a disturbance.
Yeah. You know who has to love this deal by what? Alex Highsmith, too.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's he could be a 12 to 14 sack guy. Absolutely, he can do that as well. So
he's already got the third biggest cap hit on the roster this year.
Yeah, I thought they would restructure him, but no need to restructure if you don't have to.
Exactly. All right, let's wrap it up for today. I got to go get my picture taken for my passport that I got to drive to Buffalo to get on Monday.
Don't understand the driving to Buffalo.
That's where you have to go to get the emergency passport renewal. It's Buffalo, Philly, D.C., or Detroit. Which one's closest? Buffalo.
So you have to go there.
Yes, you have to make an appointment, which we already did.
And they're going to make it right there.
Yep.
Then they hand it to you.
Yep.
I can't even imagine how much that's going to cost you.
It's actually not as bad as you'd think. Yeah.
Here's the thing. When I renewed mine here, once I figured out the correct process, it was only a matter of 2 weeks and I got it back. It wasn't much at all. It wasn't long at all.
Well, you got extra.
Only were paying attention.
What?
I don't understand how a passport expires 6 months before it expires.
I don't either. Don't get me started. But I got to go get my picture taken. I got an appointment. I got to go.
They make you take your hat off, so you better comb your hair.
Oh, I should probably fix my hair. Yeah, it looks like trash.
Plus they make you open your eyes. They're like, open your eyes. You know. And my passport picture is like that of a European vacation.
All right. I'm going to go. You're going to go. We're going to have a good weekend.
Hey, open the door at me for me around 350 or 450.
Maybe if you're lucky. And we'll reconvene sometime next week. Not Monday, because I'll be driving to Buffalo and back. We'll get ready for training camp and report day on Wednesday. And what's the first practice? Thursday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Let's go. It's training camp time.
It's OTAs part due.
Yeah, they don't hit the pads until the following week, right?
Tuesday, I believe.
All right. Well, we'll get ready for camp next week. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate our presenting sponsors, the Dan Heck Team. You need to buy or sell a home. HeckTeamHomes.com. HAECK. Take it off. You got the deal done. You can't wear it anymore. This has been, don't forget to follow us on social media and subscribe on YouTube, Kabali and Mac. Ians, have a great weekend. We'll see you later. Bye now.